Bader O'Brien, Westbrook, Eagles 360 on this Monday. Victory Monday for the Philadelphia Eagles after the 21-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings. We are talking offense now, and it wasn't particularly pretty,
no.
But it was effective. Run the football, move the chains, eliminate the turnovers. Eagles didn't do a good job of that, but they did enough against the Vikings team that was number one in the NFL in defense.
We had some big turnovers early on in the game, and so many times you see rookie quarterbacks, when you have turnovers early, they go into a shell. They're not themselves the rest of the game. They can't play. The one thing that we saw from Carson Wentz is that he continued to fight. He continued to compete throughout the entire game. He had a big interception early on. He comes back and tries to make the tackle. There's not many quarterbacks in the league that are trying to make the tackle on interceptions. They fumbled the exchange with him and Darren Sproles. He comes back and tries to make the tackle again. Those are saving touchdown plays. Those are game-winning plays from a young guy. We talk about Cam Newton in the Super Bowl not wanting to dive in the ball at the most important game of the season. Yesterday, we saw a rookie quarterback diving to try to make tackles on two occasions, saving the team from getting touchdowns, short touchdowns. And this is the regular season. I like to see that type of play more.
Let's talk about a couple of things here. Doug Peterson showing some of his aggressive tendencies. First, the Eagles have an opportunity after a PAT. The Vikings hit Caleb Sturgis. They're penalized. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have the choice of taking the PAT or moving the ball to the one-yard line and going for 2 points. He chose the two-point conversion. Your thoughts on that?
I don't have a problem with it at all. I love when your coach is aggressive because it not only means that you're in tune with the game, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. It also says, you know what? I'm going to energize my team. This team, after losing two games, they needed some energy. And for going for it for a two-point conversion, that energizes your team, especially if you can get it. It also shows that you understand what's going on in the game. You know that Sam Bradford can't move the ball very well on this defense. So why not take the chance? Going for it on fourth down, why not take the chance? Because you know how well your defense is playing.
Late in the first half, leading 8-3, the Eagles facing a fourth and two at the Minnesota 44-yard line. Doug Peterson, instead of kicking it, making sure he goes into the locker room with a lead, goes for it on fourth down. Wentz fumbles the snap and then runs the left side for the first down. Eagles end up kicking a very important field goal.
Listen, your quarterback is an athlete. You saw him fumble a couple snaps yesterday. And on almost all of those plays, he actually made plays. Of course, it takes a lot of confidence of your coach. It also takes some confidence and athletic ability of your quarterback to make those plays out of nothing on fourth down.
That call.
You didn't like it.
At the time, I will say I didn't agree with it.
I believe that when you have a defense playing the way that they're playing yesterday, that no matter what position they were put in, I mean, before that, they were put in terrible positions with their back on the goal line. They find a way to make an interception and make a stop on fourth down. They continue to make those types of plays. Doug Peterson understands this team. That's why I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay, and I love the aggressiveness. I just thought it was a little too risky there. I'm a little conservative guy there.
Don't be conservative now.
All right, let's talk about this Eagles offense and playmakers, Brian. This team needs to make plays, and certainly Dallas will likely score some points. They're a powerful offense. Who are the playmakers here? What are you trying to do with? What are you seeing with this offense?
There was a couple of plays that, you know, I was screaming before the game. Just try to use DGB's body. Allow him just to find a way. He doesn't have to run a perfect route. Just allow him to use his body to find a way to get in front of the defender. And yesterday on his touchdown play, he didn't run a great route, but he found a way to use that 6'5 frame to get in front of the defender. And that was great. You have to use a little bit more. You got Josh Huff involved just a bit offensively. He made some plays. But I think now we're starting to see Ryan Matthews, a healthier Ryan Matthews, run the football. He has to hold on to the ball a little bit better, but I love the way that he's aggressive running the ball downhill.
Where is Zach Ertz? Where is Jordan Matthews?
Yeah.
To a degree, where is Darren Sproles?
Well, again, Carson Wentz was not, he didn't have his best and most accurate game. I think he missed Zach Ertz a couple times. Of course, he missed Celek on a big wide open play down the field. I think when the quarterback plays a little bit better, those guys will find a way to catch the ball as well.
A win is a win is a win. Eagles beating the Vikings, and we're going to close the page on that one because we got a little game coming up here on Sunday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles going to Arlington, Texas to play the first place Cowboys. When we return to Eagles 360, Brian and I will talk about the NFC showdown.